Hello, welcome to the Monday Night's Folk and Blues Show with me, the Codfather, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, bringing you some of my favourite folk and blues songs from artists past and present, from the very roots to modern day. Feel free to get in touch with me. You can do so via social media. You can tweet me at thecodfather17 or at smileradio3, Instagram at thecodfatherdj, or pop over to the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. I've got a nice little cover song this week to start us off. If you're a fan of the TV series Sons of Anarchy, you might actually recognise this. It's The White Buffalo, which is the professional moniker and stage name of American singer-songwriter Jake Smith. This is his version of the classic House of the Rising Sun. It was thought to be written by George Turner and by Martin. The most popular version was recorded in 1964 by Eric Burdon and the Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in Charming Town, they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor girl and me. Oh God, I'm one. If I listen to my mama, Lord, I'd be home today. But I was young and foolish, a handsome rider led me astray. Go tell my baby sister, never do what I've done, to shun the house in Charming Town, they call the Rising Sun. Riding back to Redwood,
his father's stake. And me, I wait in charming town, the game my love has won. And I'm staying here to end my life down in the rising sun.
I cannot say, but I know you will. But you can't lie to me with all these books at your sell. I'm not trying to follow you to the end of the world. I'm just trying to leave something behind. Words have come from many mouths, oh, but I can't help thinking that I've heard the wrong crowd. When all the water is gone, my job will be too. And I'm just trying to leave something behind. Oh, money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling it's hard to reach. Oh, the future ahead is broken and red. And I'm trying to leave something behind. This whole world is a foreign land. We swallow the moon, but we don't know our own hand. We're running with the case, oh, but we ain't got the gold. And we're trying to leave something behind. Oh, my friends, I believe we are at the wrong fight. And I cannot read what I did not write. I've been to his house, oh, but the master is gone. But I'd like to leave something behind. There is a beast who's taking my brain. You can put me to bed, but you can't feel my pain. When the machine has taken the soul from the man, it's time to leave something behind. Our money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling it's hard to reach. All the future ahead is already dead. And I'm trying to leave something. I got this feeling that I'm still at the shore. Them pockets don't know what it means to be poor. I can get through the wall if you give me a door. So I can leave something behind. Oh, is gum is lost in the trees somewhere. Or you're not gonna find it in some mental gray hair. It's locked up from those who hurry ahead. And it's time to leave something behind. All money is free, but love costs more than our bread. And the ceiling is hard to reach. When my son is a man, he will know what I meant. I was just trying to leave something behind. I was just trying to leave something behind.
So there you go, To Leave Something Behind. That was written, performed by Sean Rowe. Released in 2016, it was on the original soundtrack of The Accountant, starring Ben Affleck. So there you go. Right, up next we have R.L. Burnside, a blues singer, songwriter and guitarist. And he played music for much of his life, receiving very little recognition before early 1990s. The latter part of that decade, he actually toured with John Spencer and garnering crossover appeal, and introduced his music to a new fan base in the punk and garage rock scene. John Lee Hooker was his biggest musical influence. This is the Codfathers, Monday Night Folk and Blues.
Don't want skinny woman. Yeah, don't want skinny woman. Me don't shake, me don't shake. She won't cook no breakfast. Yeah, she won't wash no clothes. All she do is walk, walk, walk. That woman, and I love for myself. She's a good, good little woman. She
going over Jordan. I am just dark clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more will weep. I'm going home to see my father. I'm going home no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over
There you go, that was Wayfaring Stranger by Jack White, who's a big, big fan of the blues. He cites Son House and Bland Willie McTell among his favourite blues guitarists. Apparently he never performs live with a set list. He does perform live, obviously, but not with a set list. He just puts the vibe out there, goes with that, goes with the flow. And he was once interviewed by his childhood hero, Buzz Aldrin, stating the Astronaut as a huge, huge inspiration. So there you go. Right, up next we have two greats, Don Henley, Stevie Nicks. Nicks did actually date Henley back in the late 1970s, and it was thought that Henley actually wanted to marry Stevie, but they split. By the 1980s, Nicks also dated Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh. She described him as the main love of her life. And as both a solo artist and her work with Fleetwood Mac, she sold over 140 million records. That is some, this is Leather and Lace.
Something I can't see. Oh,
You're listening to the Monday Folk and Blues Show with me, the Codfather. That was the wonderfully talented Joan Byers with the 1974 Bob Dylan classic, Forever Young. Rod Stewart actually recorded the song titled Forever Young, released as a single in 1988. The song was remarkably similar to Dylan's song, sharing similar melodies and many of the same lyrics. Stewart agreed to share his royalties with Dylan. Very generous that, Rod. Thank you very much. Up next, we have Karen Dalton. She's cited as Bob Dylan's favourite singer. Her voice was often compared to Billie Holiday's, but she still remains, well, known to very few, partly because she seldom recorded and made only one album, which came out in 1969. I think the album's got It's So Hard to Tell Who's Going to Love You Best. Despite the Billie Holiday comparison, people do find Dalton's voice difficult to listen to. I really like it. This is It Hurts Me Too.
Baby, ain't gonna lie, without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are gone wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Something to tell you, darling, I wanna change your mind. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too.
Feeling when I look in your eyes.
What a great tune that was. That was Sometimes I Love You, Floyd Lee. He was born Ted Williams in 1933, and he started playing the blues in his teens. And he spent 20 years playing blues in subway stations, including Times Square and Grand Central Station. And he also played clubs, street fairs, and he also taught children at the schools in Harlem. I'm surmising that was how to play instruments. Floyd Lee, was also the cousin of John Lee Hooker. So there you go, it's a family thing. Right, I'm just going to take a minute now just to give Dr. Haynes a big thank you and his good lady Susie for all the tireless work they do actually updating my social media platforms. Left to me, it wouldn't get done because I'm pretty bloody hopeless with stuff like that. And not only that, he puts a big input into the playlists. You know, we go researching music and finding stuff, you know, for you to listen to. So there you go. So thanks again, Dr. Hearns and Susie. So, right, moving on with the Monday Night Folk and Blues. We've got Cat Clyde, a Canadian singer-songwriter. She has a fresh take on the classic sounds of yesteryear. This is from her 2017 album. What's it called? Ivor Castanets or something. I don't know, something Castanets anyway. This is Mama Said.
Thank you. Nobody knows how to say goodbye. It seems so easy till you try. Then the moments pass you by. Nobody knows how to say goodbye. Nobody knows how to get back home. We set out so long ago. Search the heavens and the earth below. Nobody knows how to get back home. Dawn. When I look back, you're gone. Heard your voice leading me on through the darkness to the dawn.
So there you go, that was the Lumineers and Nobody Knows. It's from Pete's Dragons soundtrack. They did actually start out as a cover band called Free Beer, and they actually thought that would entice people into the venue they were playing at. Free Beer here tonight. So anyway, I'm glad they moved on. So as are we. We've got the Quaker City Nighthawks now, with their brand of rock and roll, Texas boogie, Memphis blues. Memphis soul and heavy blues anyway. They are currently touring and there are a few UK dates. They're playing the Deaf Institute at Manchester on November the 8th, Colours and Hoxton at London, Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. I think Dr. Ains and myself might have a wander down there for that one. That's on the 10th of November. The 11th at the Glasgow Garage, and the 12th is the Aeronound in Birmingham. This is Some of Adam's Blues.
Thank you.
This is the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show with the Codfather. That was Stevie Ray Vaughan and Pride and Joy. Phenomenal guitarist, string bender, and he actually brought a bit of flair back to the blues scene. His brother Jimmy was his earliest musical inspiration. Jimmy is a very accomplished blues guitarist in his own right. He actually played bass for Jimmy, did Stevie, so there you go. He actually featured as the guitarist on Bowie's 1983 album. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan, not Jimmy. Let's Dance by Bowie, and he's never actually learnt how to read music, and he was sadly taken far too early, August 27th, 1990, aged just 35. Right, coming up now, we've got the Rival Sons from their third studio album, released September the 17th, 2012. This is the opening track, Keep On Swinging.
Yeah!
So there you go, that's about it for this week's Monday Folk and Blues show, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I've been the Codfather, and I do hope you've enjoyed the show. You can catch this and last week's show and all the previous shows if you nip over to the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. I'm back on Smile Radio Friday with the Alternative Jukebox, but you can catch me next Monday for your dose of Folk and Blues, 8 till 9, that is Smile Radio. Thank you, Dr. A and Susie, you for listening. Seeing us out this week is a Spanish blues trio, Guadalupe Plata. This is Estoy Roto. Bye for now, catch you next week.